Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And we are on the Swamp Thing issues. This is the fifth issue of this arc, issue number 39. If you'd like to listen to our previous episodes, go check out our last four, as well as episodes 31 through 38 and 97 through 103, if you want to listen to the rest of the Alan Moore
the
arc
Swamp
we've
Thing.
Covered. Yeah. So let's dive into this issue.
All right. So last issue, you know, we had Swamp Thing going down into the waters of
Rosewood. Yep. We also had the kids who were playing in the waters at Rosewood.
They got attacked by the vampires.
Yep.
So then you got this fat dude talking to his kid, William.
Or Bill.
Yeah.
Because they said Bill in the last issue.
He's
well. He's trying to figure out where Nikki and Howard are.
Yeah,
because apparently they've been gone for
a day now.
I would say yeah, because it's daytime now.
Yeah.
So last time we saw Nikki and Howard, it was nighttime.
And then he says, you know, they're in the water at Rosewood. We left him in the water. And then he's like, there are leeches in the water, and we left Nikki in the water, but Howard went back for him. And was he drowned? Was my son drowned? If Howie's out there, I'm going to look for him. I'll go get the car.
Yeah. So, I mean, parents being parents, which is good.
Good, yeah.
Probably been smarter to have more than just four people.
Yeah.
But, it's what it is. Swamp Thing is walking into Rosewood.
Slowly treading his way into Rosewood. Mm-hmm.
And he sees all the vampires, and they let him go. They know who he is, because he was there before.
Yeah.
And he is... They're just letting him proceed. Like, they're almost kind of forcing him to a certain spot. Because they're staying far enough away where he can't attack. Because his movement is limited down underwater compared to theirs. They've adapted to it, and they've been able to adjust to how the water works.
Yeah.
Whereas he is still adjusting to...
Everything.
Everything.
Then we go back to Howard...
And this is what I was saying, where he is now trussled up on top of this rock.
Tied upside down.
Uh-huh. And
that way all the blood goes down. It's easier to drain him.
So I don't know what the point of him throwing him in the water was. Yeah.
Just to scare him, maybe. Or maybe so he could get close enough to where the other vampires could grab him, I guess.
I guess here's another question, though. Are they just going to hold his leg? Because it's been about a day.
Yeah.
Right? Are they going to hold him underwater the entire time while the sun's out?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because otherwise, if they pull him underwater, he drowns.
Yeah, maybe.
They did tie him up right there and then.
Yeah, maybe they pulled him under until he,
passed out.
Quit fighting.
Yeah.
Then they took him out, hung him upside down so all the water would come out of his lungs.
Okay.
And then that's where they left him.
Okay. And until this next night.
Yeah.
And Nikki, Howard is trying to plead with Nikki. Nikki's watching over him.
Let me go, man. Yeah. He's like, oh, I can't do that, Howie. There's no need to be scared. After they bite you, you don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be, although he says that the other vampires told him a little bit about what's going on. They're saving you for the Feast of the Firstborn. They told me when it hatches, it'll be hungry. Children are the best. There's no fat or nicotine or poison in their blood, see? I mean, animals are pretty good, but children are caviar. So, we don't know what the firstborn is. I mean, we know it's the eggs.
Yeah.
Obviously, but we don't know exactly what. So we go back to Swamp Thing, and he's being herded to a stadium by the rest of the vampires where all the eggs are at.
Which doesn't make any sense, because if they are trying to keep the eggs from harm, why would they take
Swamp Thing,
is the bane of their last brood or nest.
Well, I wonder if they held them off long enough, knowing how long these eggs are going to take to hatch.
Oh, that could be too.
So he couldn't do anything to stop them from hatching, and by the time he gets there, the first ones are starting to hatch, and he you see these creatures. They're just terrible looking. Well, cool looking, really.
Yeah, they're pretty wicked looking.
Yeah.
And like the first one that starts eating all the rest of them.
Well, they start eating each other until one of them's left. Yeah, which is fucking wicked as hell, man. Go back to the parents that are searching for Nikki and Howard. I believe William came along. I could be wrong on that one. No, I think he did. I'm wrong on that. It's just Nikki's parents and Howard's parents. And this other guy.
Yeah, and this other guy.
Osgood. He's got a shotgun. He's fine.
That's why they brought him. Tammy, what is that? I think we found the children. There's something wrong with Nikki. I think the children have hurt each other. Yeah, kid's sitting there foaming, you know.
Yeah, you see Nikki, who is blue now. Why they're blue? Like, he's got no color.
Yeah, he's so
red pale, eyes.
And he's foaming at the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And then you see
Howard's
a pair of feet.
Yeah.
You can only assume it's Howard.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they could only assume. We know.
Fair enough. And this, you know, we get the firstborns.
We go back to the little things eating each other. And as they're eating each other, they're getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, what, like, Swamp Thing is staring on in awe. As well as the rest of the vampires, just watching this thing basically eat the rest of its family.
The weak are devoured by the strong, who are then ground between the jaws of the stronger yet. Natural selection is accelerated to a frantic holocaust of bone and madness and cannibalism, and in the end, only one remains alive.
Massive and bloated, gorged upon its siblings, it pauses and takes stock of its surroundings. It licks pulp from dreadful splattered talons and considers what to do next. And this is when Swamp Thing kind of pushes his way through and stands in front of it.
And that is a luxury I cannot allow myself. I have delayed for too long already. At my approach, it lifts from its resting place with unexpected rapidity and grace, and then it turns and swims away from me into the darkness until it's no longer visible.
So I wonder if it knew this was Swamp Thing was a threat, or if he just looked at Swamp Thing as like, "You're nothing to me," and ran off.
No, it was him knowing that Swamp Thing was a threat.
Okay. Well, especially since... Oh, yeah, that's true, because it comes back around and tears him in half.
Yeah.
Literally, like, tears him in half. And just tears him to pieces. Which is fine, because then Swamp Thing gets a brand new body up on the water.
Top side, yeah.
Yeah, ground. Go back to the parents, and
Nikki, what's wrong, Nikki? It's mommy. Let me help you.
Mommy, I'm cold and too frightened to move. You'll have to come get me. Come on.
Miss Shapiro, don't go near him. It's not Nikki anymore. And then, you know, you've got his parents. They're like, "Oh my God, Howie, somebody cut him loose." And then the lady's over there with Nikki, and she's like, "Oh, he's just my little boy. It's all right."
Nikki's dad's like,
I don't think so. There's something funny going on here.
And that's when Nikki
decides to tear his mom's throat open.
Yep.
And you know, he's like, "Joan, oh Nikki, you must leave her be." And then Nikki pulls his mom into the water. "What are you gonna do about it, Dad? You're useless. Dad, you weren't there to save me. You always said you would be, and you weren't. You won't save mom either. You're too late. It's here."
And we have the firstborn giant fish creature popping up and chomping Shapiro's head off. And just the whole body. Osgood grabs, you know, he still has his shotgun. You know, shoots him. He's like, "I got him, guys. It's okay.
For God's sake, just run. Get to the car. I tell you, it's okay. I hit it right between the..." And he gets eaten, too.
Yep. So the firstborn starts to drag some bodies
into the water
around. Howard and his family rush to the car and they try to go. The entire time, Swamp Thing knows what he has to do. He can't just attack this thing conventionally like he did.
Yeah.
So he decides that he is going to become...
He extends his awareness to the ground around
everything. Miles and miles around where he's at.
And he basically rips open part of the... ground to where the water that's in the town runs away from the town.
Rushing water again.
Yeah, like running water. It destroys them all.
It tears apart all the vampires that are in there. And also tears apart this firstborn.
But he was still in the water. So, I mean...
Yeah, well, they were all in the water. Yeah. Like, the water rushing itself is what tore them apart. Yeah.
Which is something that I didn't know that running water destroyed vampires until this.
I guess it has to be maybe at the speed and the velocity he was doing it. I don't know.
Wait and swallow.
The only other thing I could think of is maybe somehow lost track of time and the sun was coming up. Because if you see on this page is the
it's red. Yeah, yeah, it's like
it's
the
not
sun.
Night anymore.
Yeah,
it's
sunrise.
So maybe the mixture of both. Because the vampire in the third issue, the rushing water from the dam destroyed them as well.
Yeah.
And that was at night. So yeah. Maybe it's a mixture of both.
Could be.
But we get Constantine come walking in. And walking into what's left of Rosewood.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you can come out anytime now. And
I like this scene of going, like him putting the body together like that.
Yes, it was awesome. What did Constantine say? 51 seconds.
Yeah. But the third picture right there makes me think of Mars Attacks. Like the way that his head's shaped with the body and the eye and...
So then we have Swamp Thing asking Constantine for some knowledge of him, and he's like, for, you know, because he just did what he asked, and Constantine's like, for a botch job like this? You're joking. And Swamp Thing's like, botched. And Constantine says
a kid and his parents survived. They're going to go tell the story. The whole point of this was to stop that from happening, because what's happening...
Why didn't he say that before then?
Exactly. Because if he would have known that before, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, Swamp Thing still wouldn't have killed the kid and his parents.
No, but he could have told him, hey, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody could
when
have.
When a giant green monster says, keep your mouth shut, you got to keep your mouth shut.
Or, you know, Constantine could have been there and been like, hey, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. But he's also playing this, like, this was your mess you created years ago, fix it.
Exactly. And Constantine isn't even letting, you know... Swamp Thing in onto the bigger picture, mm-hmm. which is the whole reason why he wants him to do these jobs is so that he can stop the chaos.
Becoming whatever.
Well, he wants to stop because these things are specifically designed to spread chaos and disorder. Yep. And so the idea between having Swamp Thing stop them is to stop that from happening. But since he's not sharing that information with Swamp Thing, you know, Swamp Thing only has a bit of the detail. So it's like, hey, you know, this is why it's not working because you're a dumbass. It's like work.
Yeah.
If you want shit to get done, tell everybody what needs to be done and why it needs to be done, as opposed
instead
to just,
of just
like,
hey, get that done, then walk off.
Yeah.
Then basically gives Swamp Thing his next assignment, says he needs to head to Kenescook, Maine. Kenescook. Maine, okay. In 2 weeks' time.
I wanted to point something out right here. Swamp Thing, you know, says perhaps, and then he disappears. Constantine flicks his cigarette down into Swamp Thing's deforming body, mm-hmm. but then in the very next panel, he's already got a cigarette in his hand or in his mouth lit up.
I'm thinking it's not lit. I think he's starting to light it because I saw your notes on that. I think he does flip it into the Swamp Thing bunch, but I think he's got a cigarette in his mouth and he's starting to light it because then he takes a drag on the next. Picture.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you don't see him pulling out another cigarette.
Mm.
Like, he literally goes from flicking it, which they probably didn't, you know, think that far ahead when they first did that one.
It's Constantine. He always has a cigarette. Actually, I think there was a issue in, I believe somewhere in the New 52, where he said, like, the cigarette is kind of his totem, where... He has the most magic when he's got a cigarette in his mouth. I mean, it makes sense.
He's got an oral fixation.
Kind of, yeah. We end the issue here with Constantine just kind of laughing as he's leaving Rosewood. So,
yeah, that's it.
Yep. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.